Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Mr. Infinity podcast, man. We leveling up, Ellie. We leveling up. But listen, I got my girl Ellie Lee on the show today. This is going to be here. We're recording live, but I'm still going to leave this on all my platforms just so people to kind of review. But just a little background. When it was last week, I was dealing with something in my mind. I'm dealing with a lot going on right now, right? Just in the ethers in general. And yeah. I was scrolling through my, you know what I mean? You know how you just unconsciously scroll. And then, so Ellie, I've never known her, never. And so for the first time you popped up and you just started talking about black sheeps and how you were growing up super different, right? Mm-hmm. And the name of this show is called Black Sheeps. I really want to dig into you. And it's a lot of people out here I feel have been having to almost suppress who they truly are to kind of fit into a society that's not truly built for them, so mm-hmm. to speak. So I want to first introduce you, welcome to the show, and then talk a little bit about black sheeps and why you feel like you are a black sheep.
Yeah, first of all, fire intro. Fire. Yeah, I'm really excited to be here with you guys. Let's just dive into it. Black sheep. So just strap in. I'm going to go a little deep. You are living, everyone that's listening to this, you are living in the craziest incarnation that humanity has ever seen. This is the incarnation where literally souls are waking up to the truth of who they are, right? Which means it's not going to be an easy ride, which means it's never been an easy ride. And there's a reason why you have always felt different, okay? Many of us that are black sheep are probably also highly sensitive people. This is something that I am. I'm an HSP. There's only 20% of us in the world, and there are only 20% of animals that are also highly sensitive, right? And if I could give a definition of what a black sheep is you've never fit into the box. You've always been the circle in a square, right? You've always known that there is something about me that does not fit in with everybody else. My entire life, I knew, I was like, something's wrong with me. Like, I don't think the way that people think. I don't feel the way that people feel. Why am I always the one that can, like, I always could just feel the subtleties of everything. I could notice the subtleties. I could feel people's shifts. I can feel that, like, I wasn't like other people. Every time people would go left, I was always going right. You know, every time people said, do this, I didn't want to do it. And then what happens is when you are in a society that enslaves you, right? That tells you, well, you have to fit into this box. And if you don't fit into this box, there's something wrong with you. This is where we all start to develop all of these wounds that we all start getting, right? So the self-criticism, the self-judgment, the self-hatred, whatever wounding that you start gathering for yourself and birthing within yourself as a result of you not fitting in, all of a sudden, instead of being like, I'm different and that's a superpower, society teaches us that you're different, something's wrong with you. And then why do you think so many of us deal with depression and anxiety and feel like outcasts and we're ostracized? Well, because you were never meant to fit in. That was never your path. That's not what your soul came here to do. And then you go on the journey of discovering when you start going inward, oh, I was always different because I'm meant to be different. I was never meant to be like everybody else because of who I am here to become in this life. And the journey of discovering who you're meant to become in this life is a ride. And you better strap in because it is not one of joy and happiness. And this is great. It is one where you literally have to go into the darkness, every angle, every corner, igniting the truth of what you are, which is just light. And so when I say black sheep, all on this journey, on my healing path right now, my awakening path, and if there's any time that I'm using terminology where you need me to go deeper, let me know. But as you awaken on this path, you start to meet and vibrate with people that also have felt like you. And then you go, oh shit, your soul came here to do that too. Your soul came here to be the one that's different from everyone else in your family. It's been hard, right? Yeah, now let's find the power in all of that because you came here imprinted with that for a reason. And you could be a victim or you can go, let me love that victim energy and then become the powerful being that we all are. We just have been so shunned and disconnected from it for so long because of the world that we live in.
I like it. We about to go in, Ellie. This is funny. Like I'm, if you look at my platform, it's pretty much mm-hmm. all you see, you would think I'm just a personal trainer or something. Right. Mm-hmm. But I feel like a lot of people don't realize, the only reason I work out or exercise or try to take care of my body is only for the light. It just so happens when you do that, you end up being something that you can like create with, like, right? And so I like what you said as far as like, once you realize what you're really here for, you come back to source or to the light, right? And so talk a little bit about like what happened to you in your upbringing. What kind of, because me personally, I went through a lot of traumatic experiences to really truly understand who and what I truly were, am, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. With that being just the light that's inhabiting a body. And so what was your awakening experience? And obviously that's infinite. We always continue to awaken. But what was your experience that had you like, man, this is really, I really am not meant to be normal.
Yeah. Ever since I was a little kid, I've just struggled with being here. I've been in and out of like really deep depression my entire, as a kid, I used to go up to my mom and I'd be like, I feel so sad. I don't know what's wrong with me. And when you're not raised by enlightened parents, when you're raised by people that don't have a clue how to emotionally raise a child who feels so much, you know, you get shunned, you get dismissed, you get made fun of, you get all of these things. And so my entire life, I was just always in these really deep cycles of depression. And when I was 16, I started having all these like debilitating panic attacks and I didn't know what was wrong with me. And so at 16, they started putting me on prescription pills. They started putting me on antidepressants. And so for the last 20 years, I have been on every single antidepressant you can think of. I would go to my psychiatrist and I would say to them, something is wrong with me. I am not okay emotionally and mentally. And they would go, well, here's more medicine and here's more pills. And why don't you try this one? And why don't you try that one? So for the last 20 years, I've just been numb. And the pills didn't even cover all of it. So I was numb and I was also depressed and I was filling my body with all of this synthetic bullshit shit, right? Which is just all calculated to keep us numb and dumb and to not feel. Because in feeling is where our power lays. But we are brainwashed and raised in a world that literally tells you to have coping mechanisms, to drink, sex, drug, party, do everything and anything not to feel shit, because that is exactly where your power lays. It is in feeling it, is in honoring what the pain is that it's arising, where you start to become who you really are. But because we are not raised in that kind of world, we all become emotionally fragile and weak and powerless. And so anytime pain comes up, we suppress it, we repress it, we eat it away, we drink it away, we sex away, we porn it away, we do anything and everything not to feel the pain. And that's been calculated so that we can all be just disconnected and fragile beings. And so for me, in 2019, I spent the last 15 years in the entertainment industry. So I've been an on-camera personality. I've been an actress. And so I've spent a lot of time like in Hollywood and things like that. And I was constantly cycling in depression. And like, now that like I'm awakened, like my light ass was never meant to be in that world. Like it just never was. And I struggled so much in that world. And in 2019, I moved to LA because I like signed a gig to do this huge show. And when I got to LA, I started like hitting the rock bottom of the rock bottoms. And I was like, nothing is working for me. Like I need help. And that's when I was guided to start doing inner child work. And when I started doing inner child work, I was like, oh shit, I am very fucked up. And like, I have no idea who I really am. And I don't even know what self-love is. And I have no self-worth. And so I started doing the inner work and I started to really started connecting with myself. And all of a sudden one day I started seeing 1111 everywhere. And like, I was born, like raised Christian, like everything that I've ever was taught was that everything that's psychic or tarot or angel numbers or anything is satanic. And so I had no idea what all of this 1111 stuff was. So I literally Googled it and I was like, am I going crazy? I'm seeing 1111 everywhere. And in the Google search said, those are angel numbers. And I was like, what the hell? And that's when my spiritual awakening started happening. And then I've been on the journey in the last 5 years of just going deep within myself and doing the deep inner work and learning how to really like transform all the pain that I've ever experienced to really become who I am in this life.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. How do you feel now that you said you went through that, you went through some deep depressions, you didn't know what was going on. You were in a environment that really wasn't suited for your life. Mm-hmm. Like, how did you get out of that? And how did you end up here where you are today, where you obviously you still are growing in your power, but yep. How did you get out into a comfortable place where you're no longer taking those drugs, you're no longer stuck on medications, or no longer unaware of who and what you truly are?
Yeah. So, you know, when I first had my spiritual awakening, I walked into the world of spirituality and I was really naive. And I was like, okay, give it to me. Like, clearly you guys know something I don't know. So like, whatever you're going to throw at me, like, let me do it. Right. So I started like diligently meditating twice a day. I was doing breath work. I tried plant medicine. I was going on women's retreats. I was doing affirmations. I was reading all the books. I was listening to all the podcasts. I was doing all of these things. Right. And around 3 years into all of that, I was like, okay, this is all cute, but I still hate myself. I'm still really angry. I still judge the shit out of everybody. And what I'm doing is not getting to the root of why I am the way that I am. Okay. And then one day I heard my mentor speak on a podcast and I was like, that's the answer. And in the past 2 years, and I'm a coach in this work now, I teach people alchemy, like truly what it means to energetically transform the lower energies that you carry within your fields, learn how to love them and transform them into power. And because of this work, I have been off antidepressants now for a year and a half because of this work, because I realized that the only reason I was dependent on those pills this whole time was because I was so weak. I didn't know how to feel the pain. I didn't know how to love the pain. I didn't know how to embrace the pain. I didn't know how to feel my shit when it came up. So I needed these pills to numb it so that I could get through life. When I realized that I didn't need any of that shit, I got off of them. And now the entire work that I do is when pain comes up, I know what to do. I know how to open my heart. I know how to bring love to all of it. I know how to be in it. I know how to just slather it with all that I am. And literally through that, I've gotten off these pills. And every single day, I just become more free and more free and more free.
Wow, that's amazing. And that's so much I want to touch on there. And let's just start with the last thing you said. Because I feel like this is what we are programmed to do, to distract ourselves from feelings, distract ourselves from pain. And I don't care who you are in this. If you down here in this matrix, you are dealing with something. You have things that are coming up that most people, I would say 95% of people, distract themselves from, like you said, either with drugs, with drinking, with smoking, with sex or porn, whatever their drug of choice is, shopping, whatever.
Yep.
But what was your, you said you had a roadmap, or you said you have some type of a way of dealing with that pain when it comes up. What is that for you right now?
Yeah. So what I teach and guide people on is getting from the moment that you are triggered. Any single time you are pulled out of 100% peace, wounds just got activated within your fields. And it could be as little as someone giving you a look. And if it triggers you, shit just got activated, right? And so most of the time, what we've been taught to do is when we get triggered, we blame the other person. Well, he's the fucking asshole and he's the bitch. And how dare he does that to me? And what the fuck? And it's all of this, no responsibility, no accountability as to what just got activated in you that's being gifted to you for you to heal. Okay. So what I teach people is identify all the triggers that you have, because that's where all of your power is. That's where the codes to all your pain are. Okay. Then what we teach you is how to start identifying all of the programs that you run, which is when you're triggered, what does your mind say about it? Those are mental programs. What are you emotionally feeling? Those are emotional programs. How are you behaving as a result of it? Those are behavioral programs. Are you working out? Are you eating? Are you calling someone? Are you crying? Are you cutting? Are you picking at yourself? That means energies have just been activated. That means shit just blew up in your energetic fields. That's going, hey, I need you right now. And then we teach people how to get to the inner child wound, how to get to the root cause of why you feel and think and behave the way that you do. And when we get in there, that's when we energetically start to transform everything. That's the roadmap. And we do it all with being connected and opening your heart. Because here's what it is. The moment you're born on this goddamn dimension, like, this is what I think Christianity is so funny. They teach you, like, don't go to hell, don't go to hell. And I'm like, this is fucking hell. Like, this entire world we live in, this is hell. Like, I don't understand why you're don't go to hell when we die. You're in it. Like, this is the worst place in the universe ever. We're so low in our level of consciousness here. Like, think about our world, because our world, the darkness that we see out there, is a direct reflection of the darkness within all of us. We have all created what we see in the world. And if you sit there and you're like, no, I haven't, you better check yourself real quick, because energetically you have. We are all one, which means we all create what we see out there. Okay. So when we're born into this world that is hell, you learn how to close your heart immediately because it's not safe, right? When you talk about the traumatic experiences you have, no one's teaching you, hey, open your heart and process and love all the pain that's arising for you. When you're experiencing trauma, the first thing you do is I'm closing, I'm protecting, walls are up, fuck you, I'm gone, right? And we're all walking around as closed-hearted beings. And what they don't teach you is the moment you connect to your heart and you start to open, that's the direct connection to your soul. That's the direct connection to your light. That's a direct connection to your divinity. And when you walk around with an open heart, you become unfuckable, untouchable. No one can fuck with you and take anything away from you when you're connected to your divinity, period, end of story. And an open heart is where everything starts to process and starts to transform. And so when I started doing that is when my life started to really change and when I started to really heal.
Yeah, I know alchemy. What would you say? Because I feel like alchemy is really what we, that was that, that's what religion should truly teach, I believe.
Yes. Like,
that is raising from base metal to gold, right? And that's allegory from being a physical third dimensional being to being your highest self, connecting with that, right? And so What are some steps? Is that pretty much what you teach as far as like letting people, let me say it like this.
Yeah.
Who are you? If I would say, who are you? What would you say to that?
Like, who am I in terms of like what I do for work, or who am I like beyond labels?
Who are you? Who are you in terms of alchemy? In terms of who are you?
Yeah. I'm a worker of the light. Like, I came here as a soul to really help humanity shift back to oneness. Like, that's my soul mission, what I came here to do. Like, I am not anything that I've ever been. And think about it. Your personality is just a bunch of like brainwashing, conditioning, like conditioned programs. Like, we don't even actually know who we are. We're built up of shit that we literally just go, oh, I'll be that and I'll be that. And they're brainwashing me that. Like, none of us actually know who the fuck we are, right? So when you say, who are we? I came here to ignite who I really am so I can know thyself. And I'm telling you right now, I don't even fully know thyself yet. I'm on the path of knowing that. But what I do know is that my soul came here, like you and like many of us, to awaken in this incarnation to go, hey, I'm not going to pass this generational trauma down anymore. It's going to stop with me. And I'm going to become an enlightened being in this life, no matter what it takes, because Earth and humanity cannot stay in this vibration anymore. It can't. Mother Earth's done. She can't stay in the third dimension anymore. You understand? That's why so many of us are here to awaken so that we can ascend to higher dimensions and we bring the vibration with us. But everybody has a choice. You can choose to stay third dimensional or you can choose to go to 5D. It's not you don't just go, I choose 5D. It's work to get there. You got to become that vibration. Everything comes down to your frequency, period, end of story.
Yeah. That's kind of what I'm saying. So basically you are a frequency.
Yes.
You are a frequency. And in terms of alchemy, you teach people who they are, which in terms of frequency, energy, vibration, whatever word you want to use. Do you feel like you have to experience the pain and the trauma and the heartache to awaken and ascend to 5D?
So think about it like this, Derek, right? If somebody has had an easy life, right? Everything's cool. Everything's great. Why the fuck would they need to awaken? You know what I'm saying? Like, I had my cousin one day say to me, he's like, my life's good. Like, why would I want it to change? And it's like, oh, okay. He's not meant to. But the people who have had a hard, challenging life here, you're meant to experience that so that you could get to a place to go, hey, I want something different and I need something different. Do you get what I'm saying here? So I truly believe that the souls that came here to do what you came here to do, we have had very difficult lives for a reason, because we're warriors of the light. That's what we came here to achieve and become. So you can't have it easy and then become a warrior of light. It makes no sense. Like, my life's been fucking hard as hell. I've experienced a lot of shit. And then that got me to where I'm on at on in terms of the path right now.
Yeah. One thing I see a lot, and I know you said it yourself, like, you've taken 100% responsibility for your reality, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Yes?
Yes.
And so I've listened to some of your posts, and you saying that, even here you're saying, like, this dimension, 3D, like, these people are fucked up. But is it you that's fucked up, or is it me that's fucked up, or is it, or is it, is there, or are the systems, are the whatever's out there that created this,
yeah,
this lower vibrational state, can me and you individually just become warriors of light and ascend past, and where that is no longer in our realm of consciousness?
Yep. So think about it like this, right? If you're vibrating at frequencies where all you're putting out is like fear and worry and panic and anger and hatred, you will stay in a world and a reality where all of that exists. But when you alchemize and transform, when the fear comes, when the worry comes, when the panic comes, when the hatred comes, when the anger comes, you now are creating a reality where those frequencies cannot vibrate at. That's why, like, everything that's happening, people think that like going out and protesting and hating people and judging people and screaming in anger, they think that's going to change the world. That has not worked out for us. But when you go to a protest and you're actively transforming the anger and the hatred and the judgment and the separation that comes up within you, you are now going out there and bringing a higher vibration to those situations. Do you get what I'm saying here? And it doesn't mean that the reality that we've been enslaved and we're in a system and there are elites and all that are not true. But are you going to stay in all of that frequency, or are you going to choose to opt out? This entire year is, are you going to vibrate in, or are you going to vibrate out? And the name of the game is, when the shit comes up, what are you going to do with it? Are you going to muddle in it? Are you going to swim in it? Are you going to say yes to it? Are you going to go, oh, here's hatred. Let me open my heart. Let me bring love to this. Because I don't want it. All that does is poison you. Think about it. It just poisons you. Yeah. It's just an energy. It's not the truth of who you are. When you start to bring love to it over and over again, then it alchemizes into love.
Yeah. I say it like this, and maybe me and you could like talk about it.
Yeah.
If you don't focus on something, it really doesn't exist in your reality, right?
Yes.
I don't even understand why, if we understand how powerful we are, we understand where our attention goes, energy flows or things grow, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
Why would we ever give attention to the systems or to politics or to the elites? Because I feel like they psyop our minds with these Illuminati or this shit, yes. just so we can focus on bring energy and light to them. Like, you know what I mean? I
feel
like,
yes.
Do you agree with that?
Yes. 1,000% And that's what people think awakening is, like, we're awakening to the Illuminati and the elites and all this shit. And it's like, bro, that's the trap. True awakening is when you discover all of that, what it brings up in you, heal that shit so that that reality is no longer your reality. Like, people stay in that and they think like, I'm awakened. And like think about, that's what they want. They are feeding off the energy you are giving that. Like, yeah, that's the game. I know.
And let's say you got some social media saying, oh man, the government, the Illuminati, they're gonna do some X, Y, and Z to the population. If they get everybody thinking that,
yep,
everybody's creating that reality for ourselves. It's almost like you putting yourselves in a box unknowingly. Like, you know
that's
what
it.
I mean?
That's it.
Yeah. So I try not to even give it any energy or any light or any yep. just attention at all, because it truly doesn't exist to me until I give it that energy.
Yep.
You know what I'm
exactly
saying?
It.
But I do feel like you have to go through those stages to become aware of, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is there any books? Go ahead.
No. And then choose to not stay there. It's a fucking choice. Yeah. Why are you staying there? Why are you giving to that? Like, just like you said, siphoning, is that the word? Like, why are you allowing all of that to be your, like, it's a stage, pass it. Like, keep going. Like that, leave that behind. Keep growing. Yeah. Like, keep elevating out of that shit. Yeah, dude. Yeah. But we have to all experience it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You got to understand. Because when you truly know who you are, you understand your power. You understand your light. You know, you very, very conscious and careful about where you placing your energy. Yep. You know, and I'm sure you are a lot.
Yeah.
One thing you talked about, me and you, another thing I was listening to you and you said, man, like you just like over the past couple of weeks or maybe after the eclipse, like things have been coming up. It's a lot of like energy just bombarding this planet into come up. I feel like mm-hmm. in us to like handle and deal with, you know, because yes. where we're going in this dimension, whatever you want to call it, we gotta be light. We gotta be yes. very, very light. And mm-hmm. so these things, these energies are coming up in us. Like, tell us a little about what that is, how you feel, and where are you at with it in terms of like yeah. dealing with all these energies yeah. that's coming up. And yeah. what is it? Like, I don't even know exactly because I feel it though. I definitely feel a pull, like a big shift happening.
Yes.
You know? Yeah. Talk to us about it.
Well, the earths are splitting. It's the old earth and the new earth. And people think like, oh my God, is that a physical thing? And no, it's an energetic thing. Right. So after that solar eclipse, holy shit, like you felt it, right? Like after that solar eclipse, I was like, whoa, things are different. Like you could feel it. You could just feel it energetically that things are different. And since that solar eclipse, like everything's been heightened. So something, Derek, you should look into is the Schumann resonance that tracks all of the earth's frequency, and shit has been off the charts these past few weeks. Like, because think about it like this, the more the souls awaken, the more people like you, more light, people think ascension is a physical thing. More light is coming into your physical body, which means your physical body has to go through a process of allowing that light to come in and integrate. Right? It's not easy for the physical body to all of a sudden have all this light coming through, because as more light comes through, Earth's frequency rises, right? And so the Earth is splitting from the old world to the new world. And so everything that we're all experiencing right now is unearthing all of our shit collectively and individually. So this is where we have a choice. This entire year is about choices. Every moment you're going to have choices to vibrate low or vibrate high. And vibrate high is not like, I choose it. It's like, no, when the shit comes up, what are you going to do with it? Are you going to ignore it? Are you going to suppress it? Are you going to run away from it? Are you going to go into it? Are you going to bring love to it? And so what you're feeling right now is shifts for sure, right? I mean, think about it. We all live in different realities. It's insane. Like, I'll be scrolling through TikTok and I'm looking at other people. I'm like, what the fuck? And this is no judgment. I'm just like, what the fuck? Like, they live in that world. I don't live in that world. And I don't live in that world. And I don't live in that reality. I live somewhere way different. It's crazy. Because before my awakening, I used to live in, we all were in the same reality. And now I'm like, I don't even know where that is anymore. And so that's going to become more and more and more apparent. The worlds are going to keep splitting, 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 splitting. And it's going to bring up everything that needs to be seen and needs to be loved by ourselves. And then you have a choice on whether you're going to do the work or not. That's it. And so that's what you're feeling. And all of the light that's coming into Earth. It's wild right now. It's wild.
It is wild. I know some people listen to us thinking we crazy as hell right now. But it's a real thing. It's a real thing. It's a real thing. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Now I can hear okay. you. But yeah. But yeah, it's real. Like I was saying, some people probably think we're crazy even to talk about this. But it's a real thing. It's a real yes. thing to hold the frequency, to bring that light in. All we are is light. We've been so programmed to think we physical bodies. When we really just a spirit that's housed in a body that's just
yes.
pure light, right?
Yeah, yep.
You know what I mean? And I feel yep. like, what do you see happening within the next 5-10? Because I feel like another thing, I was meditating or do sun gazing yesterday, and I had a lot of kind of downloads come in. And one of them was like, it's just a battle for light. That's the only thing that's going on right here is a battle yep. for light, you know? And another one was as above, so below, as within, so without, as the universe, so the soul. So I'm thinking like, I was like, damn, everything that's happening with this new AI, with this new mm-hmm. technology, how fast it's going, the same has to be applied to who we are as a being. We mm-hmm. have to be operating at a different philosophy, different speed, different pace, just to match what's going on the 3D realm, right? Mm-hmm. So do you see it like that or what?
Yep. So till about 2030 and till 2030, 2032, you are going to see the craziest shit. Like this, we have entered the age of Aquarius. And if you don't know what the age of Aquarius, definitely study and look into that. The age of Aquarius astrologically is literally when we have come from a me society now to a world that's about we. It's about oneness. It's about the remembrance that we are all one, which means every single corrupt system that has been placed in the third dimensional world is all going to crumble, is all going to be revealed. The darkness, that's why it's starting to come up. You know, you see all this shit about like Hollywood and all these things. Everything that is of the darkness will be revealed and dismantled in the next 10, 11, 12, whatever years till 2032. So much fear, all of that shit has to come up. It has to be transformed. And so the medical system, public education, entertainment, all of it, as a species begins to evolve, everything we know has to come up with us. So even entertainment, all this shit that we've been watching, this like mindless bullshit shit, that all is going to evolve. Everything we know of TV and movie is all going to change too. Because as we evolve, everything has to evolve with us. And so the next few years are going to be absolutely insane. Absolutely insane. Like anyone who's like, I can't wait till this year is over. Every year is going to bring insanity. So at this point, you just got to keep doing the work, because people who are not doing the work are going to be controlled and riddled with fear. Like there is going, you're think about it. When you're not connected, when you don't see truth, right? Of course it's scary out there. And that's what they feed on. That's why they're freaking out, because so many souls are waking up. And when souls are waking up and they're seeing through the illusions of this entire reality, you can't control us anymore. You know? So the next few years are going to be insane.
Yeah. What do you suggest people to do? Just kind of go inside, keep harvesting in their own light and not keep giving it out to media or whatever. What do you suggest people do at this point in terms of like surfing the alchemy scale?
Yeah. You got to go inward. And a lot of people I think are like, what does that mean? You got to do the inner work, you know, whatever coach.
That's everything, right?
It's everything. It's everything. It's the key to unlock everything.
There's like nothing outside of us.
There's nothing outside of us. And listen, and this is why, like, think about what patriarchy did with religion, right? Think about like what the church did to us, right? It's all of this, like looking outside of us, Jesus, God, somebody save me, somebody. It's always brilliantly for us to disconnect from our souls. Even the brainwashing of like looking for a lover, looking for a soulmate, looking for a twin flame. It's all this look outside of you for love. Look outside, because when you look outside, you never look within.
Yeah.
So I would say to anybody out there, like do the inner work, like whatever teacher, anything that calls to you, it's time to go in. It's time to understand and unravel everything you are not to come home to who you really are.
Mm. Yeah. Go a little deeper in what does inner work look like for you or for somebody that's new on this journey or just starting to wake up? Because it's funny. I'm about to be 46, but I started learning this when I was like 20, maybe 24, 25. But people are starting to become aware at like 16, 17, 18, 19 now. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. When they've been so heavily programmed.
Yeah.
But what are some steps people can take to go inward and really deal with that pain? Because even me, I've dealt with so much trauma through my life. Like sitting with that pain is like probably the hardest thing I would ever have to do. I still distract myself. I still ignore it. I still like, man, I can't. I just gotta survive. I mean, when you're in survival mode, you don't got time to be in survival mode and deal with some fucking pain. Like, you know what I mean?
Yep.
But give us some steps that people can take to go inside.
Yeah, and I want to give you a quote really quick from my teacher. She said to me one time, she's like, it's not that it's hard, it's that it's painful. We're always sitting there and we create this reality where like, this is so hard. It's not that it's hard, it's just painful. And when we've not been taught how to feel pain, of course we're going to ignore it. Of course we're going to suppress it. Of course we're going to, like, even like something, I know, like, you're a huge fitness guy. Like, how many people use working out to suppress pain? You know what I mean? So many people. And then the mind tells you it's a good thing. No, that's how the mind fucks you, to not make you go into the pain. If you are using something, even if it's healthy, to not feel what needs to be felt, you are literally suppressing and devolving and stunting your growth. So what I would say to everybody is this: the first step to healing is acute self-awareness. That is the biggest thing, right? So in the organization that I work for, we teach you a step-by-step process on how to start really feeling into everything that's going on within you, okay? So for example, I'll just give you an example. The other day, I was super triggered by this woman, right? She was doing this thing where, like, all she kept talking about was herself. And one of my biggest triggers in this life is when people make it all about themselves. Okay. So my mind could just tell me things like this: well, you know, she's like a narcissist and that's why you don't like it. Or I can go, even if she's like that, why does it bother me so much? And what does it activate in me? And what it activates in me is judgment. I'm judging the shit out of her. Right. I'm looking down at her, which means I'm running superiority, which means I feel like I'm better than her because, well, I'm not like that. Right. I'm running something, an energy of separation. Oh, she's like that. I'm not like that. We're not in one. Right. She brings up a lot of, like, hatred in me. There's another energy. So all of these things, this one person gifted to me, which allows me now to go deeper into why these energies are activated and where they were first birthed. It's divine souls don't come into this earth and hate and are angry. Fuck no. We birth that. We absorb that from this world, from our parents, from our caregivers, from everything that we witness, from the people that surround us. We absorb energies and then we carry those energies and then they get beautifully activated by all these different people and experiences. So the first thing that I would tell anybody is pay attention to your triggers, all of them. And don't brush away the small ones. Don't brush away the little ones. Any single time you feel something a little uncomfortable, there is pain there. And your job is to sit with that, feel into it. Where is this coming from? Who's the first person that made me feel like this? What's actually going on here? What am I thinking? What am I feeling? How am I behaving? Those are all energies. And the deeper you go, you will be fucking stunned at what you discover. I've been doing this work diligently for 2.5 years now. Derek, I still get my ass whipped. I still will have moments where I'm like, I did not know that that's where that came from. And I did not know that that's what, like, that's a dad wound or that's a mom wound or that came from my best friend or, like, no idea until you start doing the work and then it becomes a game. This entire life is a video game. And your job is to unlock the video game and get to the top and keep going. You are an infinite being, which means who you can become in this life, there is no bar, there is no ceiling. You just keep going and keep growing. And through this work, I have seen people, psychic gifts come online. You just become more powerful because you're connecting back to you and you're healing everything that you're not. People think, like, oh, I'm just an angry person. That's just my personality. Like, fuck no, you're divinity itself. You think divinity's walking around angry and judging people? Like, hell no, that's your wounding. So my advice to anybody out there is, like, start to become acutely self-aware of yourself. And when you start to feel and not go into your mind, because everyone goes into their fucking mind because we've been conditioned, when we go into our mind, we don't feel pain. Get out of your mind and go into your heart and start to feel and honor what's coming up. That's what I would recommend.
And you say, and you suggest just sitting with it, like just sitting
there. Open to it.
With a pen or pad and just kind of write down what comes
open
up.
How
did you get to the point where you figured out, oh man, that was from my mind. That was a father wound. That was from my best friend. Like, what? How did you get to that point where you figured those things out? Because I feel like once you get to the root of something, it can really no longer affect you, right?
Well, just because you get to the root of something, now energetically, what are you going to do about it? That's why a lot of people in talk therapy, they're like, oh, I talked to my therapist and they told me I found this a dad wound. And now what are you going to do with the fucking pain? You can't just see it and then go, okay, cool, bye. It still exists within your fields because energy doesn't die, right? So that's why alchemy is the key to everything. Because now that the pain is here, now that I know that this wound came from dad, right? What are we going to do about it? We're going to open to it. We're going to bring unconditional love to it. So when you're triggered, right, let's say for you example, and all that pain's coming up, right? When the pain comes, you're like, oh, fuck this, I'm out. What you're doing in that moment is abandon yourself. Because there is a little boy in there that is popping up going, I'm in pain. I have not processed this trauma that we experience at this age. And your ass keeps fucking leaving me. So how can I ever trust you? Because you're doing exactly to me what everyone's done to me. And that is the opposite of self-love. Love is when your inner child shows up that experienced that trauma at that certain age, you sit with them. You teach them how to open. You teach them how to bring love and let's process this and love this pain together. When you do that over and over and over again, one day that thing that used to trigger you doesn't trigger you anymore because your inner child is free. Because they've just learned how to connect to their power and open and bring love to the pain, what they've never been taught. So stop abandoning yourself.
Hey, so that goes to so like, so there's no such thing as time, right? One of my things, you see it on my screen, when the now, right? Mm-hmm. Only now exists. So you just saying like my 7, 8, 9-year-old, 10-year-old self is really still here right now.
Yes. That's why they pop up. Because yeah. There is no past, present, or future. It's all in the now. It all exists simultaneously, right? So when you're triggered and someone's hurting you, right? It's not adult 46-year-old you. It's a little you that's showing up in that moment because they're experiencing that pain. That's why it's showing up. So when you teach them in real time, in the now, how to open, how to process it, you are healing that inner child, which means you're healing you.
Yeah, that's powerful, man. You should follow my buddy's name, DG Mindset. I don't know if you know him, but he's big on this inner child healing. Do you feel like, is that, I know you focus on alchemy. Mm-hmm. Is it a similar path like alchemy, inner child healing?
Yep.
Is it?
So a lot of inner child work out there, what they teach you is a lot of codependency. So they'll teach you like, oh, like coddle your inner child, let your inner child play, like be there, let them know you'll always be there for them. And it's like, what we teach is your inner child is a divine being just like you are. Like divinity doesn't know age. Divinity is like, I'm 7, so I don't know shit. Like divinity, no matter what age, is divinity, right? And think about it. Your infant is closer to divinity than you are at 46 right now. So what we teach people is when your inner child shows up, you teach them how to open, how to connect to their hearts and how to bring love to whatever everything that's showing up. And when you teach the inner child to do that, they become powerful and then they don't need you. A lot of inner child where I was getting stuck was like, they need me. I need to be there for them. It's like, why are you creating codependency? You're saying that they're not powerful enough to move through what they need to move through and process what they need to process and alchemize what they need to alchemize. What we teach is I'm here as your guide, drop in, open, connect, and let's start processing everything that we're feeling.
And so do you do this? Where do you do it at? Let's talk about your business a little bit. What's the name of it? Where do you do it? And like, what is your path right now? Like, what's Ellie's purpose?
Yeah. So I am a coach under an organization called Masters of Self University, and it is headed by my mentor and teacher named Rachel Fiore, who literally her soul came here to bring humanity into enlightenment. So she's got a book called The 20 Universal Ways of Oneness. And these are 20 spiritual decrees on how to become an enlightened being. And so she has taught us a step-by-step process called the power within, how to do all the work that I'm teaching you and talking about right now. And so where I do it is we do group classes, we do one-on-one, everything I do, we do over Zoom. And so they go through an entire video program. And then every week you meet with me and I take you through an energetic healing experience. So everything that you're being taught outside of session with me, you're learning. And then in session with me, like if you were my client and you're like, hey, this dude at the gym triggered the fuck out of me because he took this from me or he took the bench or whatever the fuck, right? And I'll go, let's go into it. So I will teach you and guide you through the step-by-step process that you're learning outside home. And we'll hit the pain and we go into the pain. And so that's the program that we offer for 3 months in group and one-on-one.
Okay. So you do group classes and one-on-one or is either or?
Yep. So people can choose. I want to join a group class or you can choose to work with me one-on-one.
Yeah, obviously one-on-one is probably a better a better value,
it's dope, but the group class is amazing because you get to experience other people moving through healings, and you'll get to start to see like, oh shit, I run those programs too, or I have those wounds too. Like, it really creates like this beautiful community, and we all work through the shit together. Like, it's powerful. It's really powerful.
Yeah. Do you feel like this? Because we all have the systems around us have pretty much programmed us all to be pretty much NPCs, all to be pretty much robotic, thinking the same thoughts, having the same experiences. We all think we're different. We're really just all very, very similar, right?
Mm-hmm.
So are there any like universal belief systems or patterns that we're holding that you see over and over again? Like what, because beliefs are creating our reality, right?
Mm-hmm.
Our beliefs are everything. So do you see any patterns or any beliefs that everybody is like holding on to? Like,
yeah, we're all separate. We're all separate. And we have all forgotten that we are all one. That's why we judge the shit out of each other. That's why we hate each other. That's why we cancel each other. And the joke is, we all the same. There's literally no difference between me and an ant out there. There's no difference between you and a plant. There's no difference between me and the tree, me and a cloud. We are all one. We come from the same place. But we have been enslaved in a world that has kept you separate, that has made you forget that we are all one. And in this incarnation, we are the pioneers to bring humanity back to the remembrance that we are all one.
So most people come in there with a egoic, separate, I doing this, my, eat me type of mentality.
The ego is the veil of separation. It's the forgetfulness of who we really all are. And then we come here and we get lost in the sauce. I mean, look at our world. All we do is hate each other and judge each other and cancel each other and shit on each other. Like, it's insane. Like, why does racism and all this shit, like, it's insane. Like, I have these moments where I'm like, what the fuck is this place? Like, this place is absolutely crazy. Like, everything is upside down. Like, literally, we live in an upside down world. It's insane.
Literally upside down. We really create everything for our imagination. And we think there's something really external. And it's like, it's nothing outside of us.
It's you.
All you. All you. But I feel like most people just don't, because that's a lot of power to take in all at once. Mm-hmm. To realize like, everything is you. You creating everything at all times. This is your dream. This is your illusion. This is your simulation at all times. Like, and we haven't, let's say we, you know, like on the airplane, they got all these buttons to kind of fly the plane. We don't know what none of them buttons do. So I understand people would rather be a victim or rather just let the world just kind of take them wherever it takes them. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And it's because they're simply disconnected from their souls. They're so far gone that they'd rather choose to be gone than to connect, because the path to connect and do what you need to do to stay connected is too hard for people. And that's just powerlessness being activated and taking over them. You're letting this energy literally come over you and take over you. And then at that point, it's like, if you keep choosing that, that's what it is. That's what you become. Yeah. You know what I mean?
What age do people come into your Masters of
Self?
What is
Masters of Self University? Yeah. All kinds of ages. My clients right now, some of them are in their 30s, some of them are 40s. I've had clients who are 24. Like, it's a lot of, like you said, like a lot of younger people are waking up for sure. But a lot of people like in their 20s, 30s and 40s.
Yeah. Do you feel like everybody eventually is going to have to get to this point kind of where you're at, where people that.
No, that I think there always is going to be balance in the world, right? There's always going to be balance in the universe. There are souls that came here to go, I'm choosing not to awaken in this life to create balance in the world. Because if everybody fucking awakened, the world would explode. Like, Earth could not carry, like, the light frequency would explode us. You know what I'm saying? Like, it has to be balanced, which means the souls that came here not to awaken, that's their mission. And then other souls came here to awaken. And we have to honor that. That's why I think too, like, tell me if you've experienced this, like, I had to move through a stage in my awakening where I was like, I got to wake everybody up. Like, everybody's got to fucking wake up. And I was telling everybody about everything. And then you move through, oh, why are you trying to wake everybody up? Mind your business. Do you. The only job you have is you. And if they choose to wait here or not, that's on them. Why does it bother you so much? And then I had to go into why I needed to save everybody.
Yeah, I feel like that's a wound. I feel like that's an insecurity and a wound when people always feel like they got to wake somebody else up.
Yes.
Because I feel like I'm not, until I'm God Almighty, what the fuck do I look like trying to wake somebody up, though?
Yes.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's
that's
like,
exactly it. Yep, you're on the money.
And I know when you truly get to a certain level of awareness, all you got to do is be the light, and the people that are attracted to that will automatically wake up.
Yes.
You know, you ever heard of, have you ever heard of horizontal gene transferring?
Mm-mm.
So I think, and this is like my own concoction in my own mind, but there is something called horizontal gene transferring. And at the height of COVID is when, like, we were so connected with each other. They had to keep us separate, because horizontal gene transferring means, like, if I get close to somebody, if my light's open, they automatically get that light.
Yeah.
And they automatically wake up. Like, you know what I'm saying? So there is something where all you got to do is get around somebody, and if you hold in a certain frequency, they automatically wake up and become on the same frequency you're in. So you really don't got to say nothing to anybody.
Yeah, just be. Yeah, that's it.
Just be. I'm going to ask you, I'm going to get you out of here in a second. I know it's probably almost an hour. You good? You good? Another 10 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
You got 10 minutes, yeah.
All right, damn. Look, I got some questions over here. I haven't even been checking the comments. But listen, what would you say this is? Would you say it's a simulation, an illusion, or a dream?
Oh, man. It's a good question. I think it's some kind of fucking weird ass simulation. I think this whole thing's a video game. I really do. Yeah.
It's pretty wild, though, ain't it? It's pretty wild. We caught up in a video game.
It's just crazy. It's crazy. Yeah.
Man, when you really sit and think about it, like that, we're really non-local. We're not even here right now. We're imagining ourselves down here having this conversation.
It bugs me out sometimes. It really does.
It's wild, man. But give me your what book or what mentor really ignited your fire?
Oh my God. I think, you know, we all move through teachers, right? And I think that some people stay at certain teachers, and like, I don't know why, because like when you evolve, I've graduated from so many teachers. Like, for example, do you know Abraham Hicks is?
Yeah.
Yeah. I had an Abraham Hicks stage, and then I was like, okay, I've learned everything that I've learned here. Who's the next teacher, right?
Yeah.
You always want to follow a teacher that's evolving and keeps like bringing more wisdom. And for me, I went through a lot of teachers until I found my teacher now, Rachel Fiore. She is fucking like no other being on this goddamn planet. Like, her soul came here to trailblaze a path for humanity that is unlike anybody else. And I keep learning. I keep being humbled. I keep evolving because of the wisdom that she came here to bestow. So she's someone 100% that I would say follow. And if she triggers you, good, go into it, because she's a powerful ass woman. Yeah.
She out there in LA, Cali?
Yeah, she's in Cali.
Okay. Yeah. Do you feel like out there in Cali, West Coast, do you feel like more people are more like aware, so to speak?
Fuck no.
Nah?
Listen, I'm an East Coast girl. Like, I just moved to Cali. So like, you know, I've spent all my life on the East Coast, and I saw a lot there. And you know, it just feels like everywhere is kind of like some people are and other people aren't. It's just, yeah, it's interesting.
Got you.
Yeah.
Give me a guilty pleasure. What guilty pleasure do you have right now?
Oh my God. Guilty pleasure. Like, what is that? Like something like I really like enjoy a lot.
Yeah. But you don't really use, it's a guilty pleasure. Like, some people are ice cream, some people are chocolate, some people.
Oh, I get what you're saying. I can't say. Yeah. I love food.
You're a foodie?
Yeah, I'm a foodie. So like, I'm really into like, I'm just like cooking a lot these days. And like, here's another thing. And see, I'd love to know like what's going on with you, but like, I can't eat a lot of like foods anymore. Like, this is, I see this happening with a lot of people, like shit that I used to be able to eat, I can't eat anymore. Like, my gut cannot handle like 80% of the shit anymore. So I'm just getting more creative with the foods that I can handle in my gut, because everything's poisoned. Like, let's just be honest. Everything's got fucking Roundup and weed killer and pesticide, everything. So like my gut, as I keep elevating, like just cannot hang with most food anymore. Is that happening to you?
I mean, it's so, I don't, one thing about me, I never really talk about food because people are so religious about it. And so I say everybody eats at their own level of consciousness.
Because
when you were eating a certain way, you really believed in that, right?
Yes.
You really like, I'm a vegan or I'm a paleo or I'm a this.
Yeah.
You can't tell nobody different.
Yeah.
And so I'm 46, so I've been in this game for so long.
Yeah.
And I traveled through all those stages that I just know it's just like everything. It's just like religion, man. It's just like,
Yeah, it's dogmatic. Yep.
And we don't need really, I mean, I hate to say it like that, but we don't really need 90% of the shit that we've been programmed to think we need.
Like,
when you realize all you are is light and you're just a battery, and if you go outside and get sunlight, deep breathing, meditation, whatever fuels that light, then your body is going to take care of itself, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I try not to. Because, so, like I said, people are serious when it comes to food.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yep.
It's crazy.
I know.
It's crazy. But, but you're right, though. To go back to what you're saying, I don't feel like as we evolve and we need a lot less dense physical foods to sustain ourselves. But, let me ask you this. If you had to pick five people, dead or alive, to have dinner with, who would you pick?
Five?
Five people, dead or alive.
All right, definitely Jesus, number one. I would love to sit with him. Who else? Yeah, the greats. Like, I'd love to sit with, like, Buddha. I'd love to sit with, like, Gandhi. Who else would I? Yeah, just, like, any great prophet I would love to sit with.
So you got Jesus, Buddha, Gandhi, two more.
Oh, I would love to sit with, like, Mother Mary. Like, Jesus's mom. Love to sit with her. And then one more. Let's make it more. You know, maybe I'd like to sit with like a Michael Jackson, someone from the entertainment industry, you know, and like really ask him like, what really happened? Like, what really went down?
give me your top three musicians of all time.
Oh my God. Ugh. See, here's the issue with me. I've been a pop culture girl my whole life. I mean, that's what like I did for as a career for so long. So like everything for me has been very poppy. But like for me, Spice Girls, like I used to like love Spice Girls so much. So you're 46, right? So I'm 37. So you and I were in different music times, but I'd say like the Spice Girls, I'd say like, you know, maybe like a Britney before everything went down. And I don't even know. Yeah, and I guess MJ. I would love to. I'd say that top three. Yeah,
he's definitely a goat. He's definitely a goat.
Yeah.
Give me the worst advice you've ever gotten. What you laughing about?
I love these questions. The worst advice.
Worst advice you've ever gotten.
Oh, fuck. Fake it till you make it.
If you guys got any questions? Shoot some questions right here. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
Fake it till you make it, I think, is the worst advice ever.
Why is that the worst advice?
Because you're teaching people how to not be authentic. And authenticity is power.
Fake it till you make it is the worst. And give me the best advice.
Get out of your mind and drop into your heart. Get the fuck out of your mind, y'all. It's killing you. It's the reason why you're suffering. Literally, get out of your mind. And we are all meant to become heart-centered beings, not mind-centered. All this shit with like mindset. It's all keeping you trapped in your mind. Like your mind is only here for shit like math. And do I have to take a left or have to take a right? Like literally, what's 2 + 2? 4. That's literally what your mind is for. Not for all this other bullshit that we've been conditioned to believe that mind is the center of everything. No, your heart is. Mm-hmm. Open your heart and feel.
How do you get to your heart? How do you live from a heart center? Do you have to heal first?
No. You learn how to slowly get out of your mind and open your heart. It's like a meditation almost. You know, you don't just go to the gym and go, I went once a week and I'm fucking jacked. Opening your heart is literally every single day, all the time. Open. Like right now, as I'm speaking to you, I'm opening my heart. If you trigger me, I can open my heart and let whatever is coming up when you trigger me to let it flow through. When you do that, your world starts to change. But you got to get out of your mind first.
Yeah. You don't take anything personal no more, huh, Ellie?
Yeah, because it's not personal. And we all take everything personally. It's never anything to do with you. It's never.
Yeah. That's powerful. Yeah. All right. Give me three things you're grateful for, but you can't say health. You can't say family.
Three things I'm grateful for. I'm really grateful for how hard my life's been. Because it is amounting to this next chapter of my life. And this next chapter of my life is going to be and is full of power and connection and wisdom. And so I'm just grateful for everything that has brought me to this place. I really am. I'm really grateful for the sun. You know what I'm grateful for? You know what hits so deep these days? So I'm a hiker. Like I hike a lot. Like I take my dogs and we hike constantly. When I just sit and I feel the sun and the wind and I hear birds chirping, like that's it for me. Like I could sit there and just soak that in. And that is because I'm in presence and I've spent my entire life not in presence. So I can't notice the beautiful things that this earth provides us, which is something simply as sitting in the sun and hearing the birds. Like literally people are like, that's corny. Like, have you tried it? Cause it's magic. Magic. That's something I'm grateful for.
The pain, the sun, and sitting.
Yeah.
Sitting with the birds.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's one thing. I'm gonna ask you one more question, but that's one thing that recently, like the light's been coming in strong, right? So we've been getting like, a lot of downloads. But one of them that came in through the other day, man, was basically saying, being is the new doing.
Like, yes.
Less is the new more.
Yes.
Saying be is the new doing. Being is the new doing. And then it was just basically saying all the power is in stillness and silence. I was like, man, and I'm like, I'm literally hearing this shit like, All the power is in stillness and in silence.
Yep.
That's where all the power is, man. Yep. And it's like, damn. Like, you know, I'm so I just been like getting rid of shit, like just throwing shit away in a good will. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just like, because that's where the energy, if you allow things to flow, you know what I mean? And then my life seems to get better too. It's kind of wild.
Yep.
It's kind of, do you guys teach that in your,
Really?
Yeah.
And I love that. That's a quote right there.
What's that?
The new, what'd you say? The new
being is the new doing.
Yeah. That's a quote. Being is the new, because think about it. All we've ever been taught in patriarchy is go, 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 grind, 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 hustle, 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 more, 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 more. Like, holy shit. Why do you think it's been like that? So we don't go into stillness. So we don't just be. It is crazy. And that's where everything lays.
Yeah, and then talking about Abraham Hicks, that's when you allow the things to come to you. You create a vortex for things to be attracted to, you know what I mean? Yeah. So give me I'm gonna ask you two actually, but give me a couple ways for people to like get started with you and learn more about you. Obviously through Instagram, but talk a little bit about how someone can get started. Who do you recommend getting started with you and where you at?
Yep. So my TikTok and my Instagram, that's where I'm the most active. It's L-E-Y-J Lee, at L-E-Y-J Lee. And all the links to set up a free consultation with me to learn how to work with me is in the links in my bio. So you can just set up a free 45 minutes with me and we can talk about everything that I offer. And that's how people can get in touch with me. Or you can just follow me. And yeah, that's where I'm at.
How long you been doing that work? 2 years, you said?
Almost 2.5 years now. Yep.
Yeah. Wow. Did somebody tell you about it? How'd you get into it?
I listened to a podcast and it changed my life with my mentor. I listened to one interview and I was like, fuck, I felt my soul vibrate. And I literally heard my soul go, this is the next chapter. And wow. Little did I know it was like the chapter of my life. Yeah.
Rachel Fiore. I have to look her up.
Yeah. I'll send you her profile on Instagram.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, give me last one. We'll get you out of here. What would you say Ellie's purpose and mission statement is here while you down here on this third dimensional plane?
I really know that I came here to, my life's been so hard because I came here to karmically transform everything. And I also came here to lead humanity back to oneness. I came here to lead humanity back home to themselves. And I do that by doing that within me first and foremost, always. The reason why people follow me and I think resonate with me is because I'm just keeping it real. I'm really moving through all of this shit in real time. And if my experiences and what I'm moving through helps one person awaken to their shit, that's my mission. That's literally my mission. And also to help animals. Like, I'm a huge animal lover. So that's definitely a part of my mission too. And so, you know, everything that we know needs to fall and every system is broken. And I'm here to help also rebuild all of that. So, yeah, I'm here just to be a worker of the light. Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. I read a book called A Warrior of the Light by, The Alchemist. You read The Alchemist before?
Yeah.
He wrote another book called The Warrior of the Light.
Cool. I don't know if it's
like that, but it's pretty dope. But no, I appreciate you jumping on with me tonight. It was a pleasure. I learned a lot. I'm sure for everybody that was on here learned. I'll keep it. It's gonna be on YouTube and X and Instagram and all these other platforms. It's pretty crazy how technology is like.
I know.
You can touch the world with a click of a button nowadays. Yep. But yeah, no, I appreciate you. I'm glad we had a chance to build tonight.
Yeah. Thanks for having me, dude. You're great. Thank you.
Much love to you. Have a good night.
Bye, everybody.